from KQED.
A new field poll finds California voters feeling buyer's remorse over high-speed rail. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has the details.
The new field poll shows 64% of those surveyed think there should be a high-speed rail do-over, a second chance to examine a proposal they approved in 2008. In fact, 59% say they would now reject the high-speed rail proposal, a plan to borrow $9 billion to be paid back with taxpayer funds. And, says field poll director Mark DiCamillo, it's not just longtime skeptics.
A significant portion of those voters who said they actually voted yes back in the 2008 election on high-speed rail are now moving to the no side.
There's no way to know for sure just what's causing such a strong surge of Monday morning quarterbacking among voters. No doubt the state's budget problems are a factor. So, too, may be several months of bad press. Last month, officials announced the price tag for completion of a San Francisco to Anaheim rail system now stands at $98 billion, almost triple the original estimate. And there have been other headaches about how to secure federal and private funds and about where to lay the tracks and start building. Supporters are undeterred, including Jim Arp, the chair of the 2008 campaign.
You know, if we're going to run our government by field polls, then maybe we ought to just dismantle the legislature and run everything up the ballot every time we do anything.
Arp doesn't deny that missteps have been made along the way, especially in the transition from promoting high-speed rail as a concept to actually laying the groundwork for construction. He says the state bond money is the key to everything.
Without that $9 billion, we wouldn't have got $4 billion more out of the feds. We can either throw it all away and do nothing, or we can do what we did back in the Depression and, you know, build something like the Golden Gate Bridge or the San Francisco Bay Bridge or Shasta Dam.
That fight, thinking big versus being conservative, comes to a head next year. That's when the first segment of Trainline is scheduled to break ground and when the legislature will have to authorize the sale of the taxpayer-funded bonds. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.